I think part of why they can only predict 3 days or 7 days at the most, and they have all this infinite knowledge of from satellites and everything, is they just won't tell us. And the satellite, the guys who run the satellites, won't tell the weathermen, the people who print the things in the paper and the radio and the news, the weather people. They just keep them.
That's interesting. Of course, from satellite, you can see weather patterns that are moving, Michael, and you can, from that information, concoct a forecast. But you're suggesting that the people who are operating and analyzing the satellite information understand that it means a very great deal more than the weatherman interprets it to mean. Is that correct?
Yeah, and it's part of the... it's been known back in the Empire Wars, Genghis Khan, you go all the way back there, that weather is very key to wars, even the American Revolutionary War. And it was quite key at that time, too. Weather is key to war. And any time you think about that, you've got 3 or 4 militaries in the United States, huge militaries, each one gigantic, and they don't share much with each other. The Navy, you know, the Air Force and all that.
Wait, slow down and explain to me how weather is key to war. In other words, I certainly understand that if you're on the battlefield, weather is a key factor in what you do. But you seem to be suggesting that weather is actually a causative factor with regard to war. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, it also has to do with farming, too. I'd much rather go into the farming area and the food crisis that's coming.
Well, yeah, but when you make a statement like that, I want to try to understand. So in what way is weather, in what way does it have an effect on war, other than battlefield planning?
Well, I think that, there's battlefield planning, which has all to do with resources and where you get your water. You always have to have water, the wind, the temperature, the day, the night. When they do battles, they're always tracking when and where, the timing. They prefer the full moons for blatant attacks, and they prefer the dark of the moon for secret stuff. And these are all been used for centuries with the great warriors.
And there's no question about it, Michael, but I thought you were suggesting that...
One more thing. The food supply is absolutely critical to a military group, you know, that are fighting, and the local people. So
yeah, logistics. But I'm not clear on this.
No, I'm talking about the local people, the food supplies of the local people themselves, as well as the military who have to feed themselves.
Okay, but let me back up again. You seemed to be suggesting when you made the original statement that weather, other than logistically and for battlefield planning, that weather actually has an effect on war or is a causative factor for war.
Multiple causes. And I don't believe in the one-cause theory and thinking ever. I believe it's always multiple causes. So weather is one factor. In Buckminster Fuller, who is my first teacher, he learned about the World War game room, which they would put, you know, they call it the war board on the wall, this giant, huge map that's, you know, 50 feet across of war.
Yes.
And now the terrain is another thing. The water flow, this is all very permaculture also, like how you build a sustainable culture, that where the water flows, how deep it flows, how pure it is. If for example, if you were doing an attack, you could you wanted to cut off the water supply for the enemy. You wouldn't have to even attack the enemy. You could just cut off their water supply. When they used to attack castles, that's what they would do. They would cut off their water supply. The water, the air, the fire, and the earth, which are the 4 primal elements, are essential for life processes, for everything.
Well, I think it was the Army that said they would control the weather within another 50 years or something like that.
No, they've been doing this for decades. It's nothing new. In fact, yes. See, the thing about a lot of what they say they're going to do, I've been tracking predictions ever since I was into Fuller in the 70s. He died in 83. And he was also an empirist. In other words, his geodesic domes were used in the military first in the 50s, in the dew lines up in the Arctic Circle, and you still see radar in geodesic domes. They were the first ones to use his domes in the industry in America.
Right.
And then in the 60s, he became a peace person. He started spilling his guts and telling how nature works and how domes are part of the crystalline geometry of nature, and geodesic domes are part, go all the way back to Da Vinci and the Greeks and those, that geometry. So it all connects. And he, the war game, the whole big war thing, he was one of the insiders who was running the U.S. accounting system, which was the accounting of all the resources of energy going through the United States and through the military and into Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And the Germans were into this big time, but they were really crazy. And the Americans, you know, were able to perfect it a little bit more. So now Fuller took it and brought it into a thing called World Game, which is peace gaming about energy flows. So what we're doing is we're tracking the energy flows, economic, transportation, food, water, air, weather, everything. We're tracking these relative to a given system, like, say,
farming. Okay, well, you seem to suggest that we're doing more than tracking.
Right.
You said we have been controlling. We've actually been controlling the weather now for how long?
Influencing the weather back started in the 40s that I'm aware of. And I know one of my teachers, Wilhelm Reich, was doing that in the 40s, and he started perfecting it in the 50s, and they arrested him and killed him.
How do you believe we're controlling the weather? In what way?
Well, in the 40s, there was actually even some rumors of it in the 30s, but it was very experimental at the time. They would use chemicals in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
And there's probably, I'm going to intuit on this, or guess, that they were, could use rockets and... they've been doing this in China. I just got a report from China. They've been shooting off cannons of chemicals into the sky and causing rain in China.
Well, indeed. The Russians claim they could cause a typhoon. I believe they offered to provide one for Taiwan or somebody or another. And it was not an offer that was taken up, but they claim to have the technology to do it from satellite. Do you believe that?
Well, it's hard to know without any proof, but I just got a news report from China that they have been shooting cannons. Military anti-aircraft cannons, you know, not land cannons, but
with chemicals.
With chemicals into the sky.
That's incredible.
And they have people have been doing that for a few years. But they have to be expert. These people have to be trained. They have to be able to sense. It isn't a precise science. Weather has never been a precise science.
Mm-hmm.
It will always be too chaotic for us.
It's a little worrisome, nevertheless, if they're actually firing chemicals into the atmosphere to affect the weather. And I do know the Russians are experimenting with that, and I imagine the Chinese as well.